Hello, this is Dale.
Hey, Dale, this is Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
With the who?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. I'm doing good. What can I do for you?
Good, good. Hey, I'm not sure if you remember. You called in a few weeks back about some capital I know you're interested in.
Yeah, you know, I did a bunch of research, and I just don't think we would be a good fit from the standpoint of the way you guys want to get repaid, and I won't pay more than a 13% return, and I think you guys are going to be in a little higher percentage bracket than that. So I have other options that are in play already. So I just don't think, you know, I almost sent the thing in. I'm like, you know what? I did a little research, and you've got some people that like y'all and some people that don't. And
are you talking about like their views and whatnot?
Yeah, you know, and so based on what I can see, I mean, it sounds like y'all have several, or y'all have independents that go out and, you know, and try to get capital set up for other people, and they get paid on that. And I don't care about, but the customers that actually have borrowed the money, some of them are, you know, a lot of them are really disappointed. But what most of them said is that, you know, if they set up, and my deal might be different, but if they set up where they were taking the money out daily out of an account, and that just jacks with cash flow on businesses. And so,
right.
I mean, I just run way too much cash flow in and out to have have that be an issue. I mean,
well,
I'm looking for a loan where I pay a monthly, you know, I'd rather pay $5,000 a month back to a loan than to pay
$200
in. Yeah, $250 to $300 a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. I was just going to ask, you know, ideally, what kind of loan are you looking for then?
I'm looking for a simple interest 13% rate on $200,000 for 5 years. That's it. And
with monthly payments?
Yeah, with monthly payments.
Okay. And what other options have you been exploring? I know you just mentioned that you have some employees.
I've got private individuals that we're meeting with that want to put money into the business. They own exactly the term I'm talking about. It's a 13% return on their money over a period of 5 years, and I'll probably pay it back in two. But so they get to earn. They actually get to earn more than 13% if I pay it back in two.
Right.
You know, the interest is front and loaded on a simple interest contract.
Right. Is that just like some friends or private investors?
Yeah, I've got friends that have a lot of money, and you know, and just in talking to them, they said, "Man, we might want to put money in." I'm like, "Okay, well, if you do, you get on it," you know, because I want to do this so I can expand my business. You know, we're doing fine where we're at, but I've got the opportunity to double the size of my business, and to do so, I need a couple hundred grand capital.
Right. Well, I mean, it definitely sounds like a situation that, you know, I'd love to see if we can, you know, get you something that you could, you know, you would at least, you know, end up liking in the future. But, you know, with what it is that you are looking for, you know, we definitely do have a lot of programs over here as well. So, you know, if you're still interested, I'd love to give that a shot and see what we can do.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to come down. I mean, give me a week or so, because this other stuff we're working on is probably a week or so out on it. And if it comes through the way we're expecting it to, I won't need it at this point, but I may need it in the future.
Right. Is that just with your friends that you were talking about?
Yeah. I've actually got three different people that want to put money in. So at different, you know, they want to come in at different levels.
Mm-hmm.
I got some people that have $50,000 they want to put in. I got some people that have $100,000 they want to put in. And I got one person that can cover the $200 I need. So I'm trying to determine whether we're going to do it with one person,
or
one deal, or let three people. But they all these people know each other, so you know, sort of letting them know, hey, how do you guys want to break it out? I need $200,000. I don't care where it comes from or how it comes, because the payback's going to be the same, because it's a simple deal, 13% return on your money.
Oh yeah,
over a 5 year period.
Right. And I know, you know, it is unsecured cash, so, you know, there's no collateral on that. You know, we're not going to ask for, you know, the arm and the leg, the car for the business, whatever. So, you know, just with that in mind, it is a little more expensive, you know, just on our end. You know, and I haven't even, you know, processed the application, you know, went through on the whole process with you. I'm just kind of, you know, letting you know a little bit on, you know, kind of why it is, you know, such higher rates, you know, compared to, You know, if you were to, you know, go another option, or, you know, even with your friends like that, because they are.
Well, I mean, my accountant's putting together my P&Ls for 16 right now. I mean, I've got my 15 tax attorneys putting up the profit and loss together for 16. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, because my bank's actually, I talked to them and they're like, hey, get us the, you know, we see what you're running through your bank account. You know, I'm doing, you know, I think I did $680,000 in and out of my bank account last month. So we see you're running. So, yeah, I mean, so they see, we see what you're running. Why don't you give us a shot to extend you a line of credit, you know, ourselves. I'm like, well, that's fine. Because they, you know, they're talking about possibly 50 to 100 on unsecured. And then if I do that, then, you know, I may only need 100 grand, you know, because I don't need, you know, I don't have to have 300. I mean, 300 would give me options to expand a little further out.
Uh-huh.
My, you know, because my business model is real simple. You know, I get paid, you know, we're a wholesale automobile dealer, basically. So every wholesaler that works for me, every time they buy a car, they pay me a fee of $250. Win, lose, or draw on their end, I get $250.
Nice.
If they make money, that's fine. If they lose money, they cover their difference, you know.
Right.
So what I'm trying to do is duplicate. I've got three wholesalers right now. We're doing, you know, 80 to 100 cars a month. I put two more on. I'll probably do 150 cars a month. I put three more on. I'll probably do 160, 170 cars a month. And each one of those gets a fee attached. So my goal is just to increase my available cash flow to be a clearinghouse for their title work, basically. So it's a real simple model, and it's worked for years and years and years for many people in the business. And you know, I'm newer in it, but I've been around the car business for 26 years, so it's not the car business is not new to me. Just being an actual floor planner for these guys is
right. How long have you been running 8-Lug before you got out there then?
Well, 8-Lug we've had for 8 years, but we, like I said, in July we changed the name to Texas Greenlight Capital because we basically changed the format of what we've done with our business, you know. So we were primarily a retail establishment. Now we're primarily a wholesale establishment where all I'm doing basically is all the wholesale, you know, the wholesale work. But anyhow, I haven't forgotten, and if I can get something. And what was the name of the bank you're with?
Yeah, it's Bank of Cardiff, and kind of a few things. I mean we kind of graced over a few things that I kind of wanted to touch on, but I mean, even just with the local bank option that you went to, is that still with are you still with Grand South Bank, or who's the local bank out there you bank with?
The bank I bank with is BB&T.
Okay, BB&T. Yeah, I know. And did they say they could get you something, you know, pretty quick? I know a lot of times with the turnaround over there with the bank is kind of you know, drag out as well.
Well, I mean, I would imagine once I, you know, because I'm working on the final stuff that my accountant needs to get my P&Ls together.
Mm-hmm.
Once I have a P&L together, they're probably a week to 10 days to make a decision. You know how banks are.
Right.
They don't move. They don't have the same intensity on things as we do when we own a business. They go at a certain rate, and, and that's just the way they do it, you know. Well, you had emailed me something.
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, right after
that. What email would that have come in under?
Patrick, are you on your email right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, my email is patrick.stanley@bankofcardiff. And I shot it over to the Greenlight Capital, or Texas Greenlight Capital at gmail.com.
I'm in the wrong.
Wrong email for you?
Yeah, I'm in one.
No worries. But yeah, I mean, and even with the rate that you're, you know, you're trying to grow and expand, it definitely sounds like, you know, a business that we'd like to, you know, pursue and kind of, you know, create that relationship moving forward. Because we do have a lot of programs, especially with renewal customers, and, you know, especially that you're looking to expand the business. About initially halfway through your first loan with us, you're actually eligible for refinance with interest forgiveness on your previous loan, which is very exclusive. I mean, one of, you know, the only exclusive products, you know, in the whole industry. A lot of people don't even have that. So halfway through your initial loan, you know, you're eligible to refi, get more money, longer terms, more money, and forgive the interest that we already have on your old loan with us. So So I know that's one of our, you know, big advantages over here, especially with, you know, your situation, your business plan, and what you're looking to try to do.
Patrick Stanley, is that right?
Yes, sir. And then Patrick.Stanley, there's a period in the middle, but...
Gotcha. All right.
I was just going to say, I'll shoot you over another copy, too. I mean, I'd love to at least see if we can get you a try. And the other thing over here, too, we work pretty fast. So, I mean, if I end up getting that back even today, I could probably get you an answer by the end of tomorrow on, you know, what it is we can, you know, actually open up for you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's my point concern. Where I've got to stop a concern right now. I don't want to have any more draws on my credit until my bank does, because I don't want to put myself below, because they'll come in at about 5.5% for me.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's you know, definitely if I can get more of them, you know, some of the money from them, that's a better option for me. I don't know where they're going to be at as far as if they're going to get, hey Dale, we're going to extend you 50, or we're going to extend you 100, or whatever
right.
But you know, I'm just trying to
see what's the best option for you.
Yeah, exactly.
No, so, I got you, man. Yeah. And I'm a straight shooter right here. I'm not gonna drag you on.
Guys, they won't even pull a credit report. That doesn't matter because I've.
Yeah, no, I know it's relationship and you know handshake.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no worries. And kind of why I was kind of touching on the bank out there, the BB&T, because. You know, the only stuff that we require is just that app, you know, a few months of bank statements, a copy of the tax return, but, you know, we're not going to hold any deposits, you know, we don't require you to bank with us, and, you know, just off of those, we can get you an answer in about 24, so we do work very fast over here. And how soon are you looking to pull the trigger on all this, too? I know you're looking to make that happen pretty quick.
Well, I mean, ultimately, I'd like to have it done within the next, you know, 2 to 4 weeks, but, you know, because I've got guys that are just waiting in the wings to come... you know, come work for me to do wholesaling, which, like I said, if I, you know, just for simple math, if I have a guy that does 10 cars a week, that's $2,500 a week I make on his work.
Yeah.
He may make 10 grand a week, but I make 25, but we're just sitting in an office factoring numbers, basically.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? So,
exactly.
But I'll take my $2,500 to not have any risk as far as if he loses $500 on a car. At the end of the week, at the end of the week on Fridays, these guys come in and bring me a sheet of, hey, this is what I sold this week. This one made this one made that. So some are losers, some are winners. At the end of the day, I go, look, you have a check this week of $7,900, but you owe me $2,500.
Right.
You know what I mean? For all the repairs we did do in our shop. So they cut me a check back. I cut them a check. So, but it's real simple, you know, and at the end of the day, I get $250 off every transaction they do regardless, and I like them. I've got one guy that does 15 to 20 a week, so he's making me really, really good money, and so my goal is to double what I've got so that I just create more, you know, create more monthly income,
right?
So, but that's what the capital's for, just to cover. So I can cover all the transactions I got to do.
Right, and, you know, that's the perfect situation, you know, just what we like to hear, and which is, you know, why I'd love to at least give it a shot, because, you know, we do have a lot of people that, you know, do use that exact situation where, you know, it's kind of that bridge loan, you know, it's going to put you to that next level and kind of, you know,
help you get over. Like I said, I honestly, if we go at the rate we're going, I shouldn't need any additional capital, but I mean, you never know. By this time next year, we're going to start a pretty significant buy here, pay here.
Deal
too, and that's where things really get interesting. But we're trying to take it one step at a time, just to make sure we move slow enough to grow at the right pace.
Mm-hmm, exactly. We do. We actually offer, you know, pre-commitment discounts as well over here with that too. So, you know, even if you're trying to get that with, you know, the rate that you flip that and the rate that you get that back, if you wanted to even pay that loan off even quicker, you know, we do offer discounts on that as well. So, yeah, and that's, you know, even discluding the renewal kind of process I kind of mentioned earlier to you on that too. But, I mean, just, you know, since I got you on the phone real quick, trying to get you a better idea, what are you tracking for sales for this year, for 2016, for the whole company?
Well, since we just started this in July, we're probably going to do, August, September, October, November, December. We're probably going to be somewhere around $2.5 million for this year. But next year, I think, because we'll have a full year, I think, you know, next year we should do somewhere around $9 to $12 million.
$9 to $12 million?
Yeah. Nice. So we'll be doing, we should be doing close to $1 million a month.
Yeah.
And we're already over 600, so I mean, realistically, we don't have that far to go to get to 12 million a year.
Yeah,
so
exactly. I mean, you're tracking
six,
there.
Eight, what do we do? 680 times 12. If we just stayed on current level and didn't go down and didn't go up, we're at 8. We're over 8. So, you know, so on a 12-month period, our you know, I'd say we're looking at in the next 12 months at 8 million if we don't grow at all. If we grow, which I, you know, I intend to see plan on seeing a growth, we could actually easily hit 12, you know, if not more. So, I mean, our daily ins and outs of our bank account are you know, look pretty good. I mean, it's just money coming and going. It's not a, you know, you know what I mean? It's not money. We're just
right. But yeah,
hang on 1 second.
You're fine, man.
Answer this to the line. Hold on. Let me double check. I think I may have one. It's your. Okay. I mean, our, like I said, we're just experiencing, you know, a good growth and a good opportunity to expand some right now. So that's that's the only reason we're looking for the money. But honestly, I think within 2 to 3 years, we're not taking money out of that bank that we're using. We're letting all our profits roll. We're just rolling it because I make enough money in my shop to pay all my employees and bills and, you know, salaries and stuff. So we're just trying to let that money grow. Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say, too. That's kind of why we, you know, require those bank statements so we can see that you can, you know, cash flow the note. And especially with, you know, the strength that you're mentioning since July on those bank statements, it will really, you know, show the pace that the business is moving at. But I was just going to say, before July, what were you guys doing, just the retail side of it?
We're just doing the retail side. We were actually, since the beginning of last year, we were putting everything in place to be able to do what we're doing now. So, I mean, I had one primary wholesaler that actually works. He's been working out of my office for 2 years, but he was flooring with somebody else. And so what we've seen, you know, we were able to see what his numbers were with the other floor planner. And, you know, and so I said, well, look, why don't you let me floor plan? And he's like, that'd be easier because we're in the same office anyway. Yeah. So I'm like, okay. So we started floor planning him, and then we brought on a couple more guys, and I got a couple more guys that want to come on. So, you know, that's where the additional – I can't really bring anyone else on without putting myself in a stranglehold. And you know what I mean? I just don't want to step out there and all of a sudden get egg on my face because we can't keep up with the turn of the money.
No. I got you completely. Yeah. And, you know, that's exactly what that capital's for, so you can, you know, make it to the next level.
Yeah.
What did you guys end up, you know, putting down for 2015? For were you guys still 8 Lug Motorsports on the tax return?
Yeah, but it's for 2015. It was, see, I own 3 businesses, so my tax statement is a little different because I have all my companies wrapped up because I'm a
under your
provider.
Personal. Okay.
Yeah, so actually,
is that how you is that how you file Texas Greenlight and 8 Lug is as S corp?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
So my
what did you guys bring in for sales for you guys were 8 Lug then, just so I'm correct, right?
Well, yeah, 8 Lug, and then I build custom homes too, so I had.
Oh, nice. So you got.
I had a little over $1 million last year. I had $1,091,000.
Okay, nice. That's what the tax return said?
Yeah, that's what that tax return said.
Nice.
For my gross sales.
Perfect.
So this year for 16, it's going to be, you know, tremendously better. Just on the home side, I'll be about almost $1.5 million. And then on the wholesale side, we'll be at another $2.5 million for that. Plus our retail we did in the first part of the year. So we'll probably be closer to $4.5 to $5 million for 16.
Wow. Sounds like you guys are going to be having quite a few good years out there then, huh?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think next year will be really exploding, and then but about 3 years from now, it's going to be chaotic.
Yeah, but I mean, you set it up right, so you end up getting that residual income off of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, oh, yeah, and then the other thing, too, I know you mentioned that you didn't want to kind of affect the credit, you know, have any hard pulls on that. We only pull from Experian, and it is a soft pull over here with that, too, so I'm not going to really ding you or anything like that.
Okay. Well, feel free to check base with me maybe next week or something and just see where we're at on it. It's okay if you call me. I don't, you know, as long as you don't call me every three times a day.
And
you got something like, hey, man, I think we're going to be able to meet your needs. And I know you can't tell me
totally.
That without looking. Yeah,
yeah, and you were just going to say that. I can't give you, like, the for sure answer. But, you know, from based on, you know, just what you said, sounds like we definitely could do some business to help you out.
I mean, is a straight rate something that you think could be done? Because I don't, you know,
Yeah, that's actually how, you know, all of ours work with the capital. It's going to be a straightforward payback. You're going to get it's not an annualized rate, so you're going to have it straightforward. It's basically going to be on one page. You're going to have the, you know, original amount, your rate, your principal, the length, the term, and, you know, all broken down, very straightforward. It's not going to be, you know, a big pack, nothing like that, so.
Right. Okay. Well, let me get back to business here right now, but if you want to touch base with me next week, if something changes on my end, in the meantime, I found your email, but if you want to shoot me out a new, or, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I'll shoot you another copy right now, so it's fresh on the inbox,
okay.
And then the other thing I was just going to say, too, even if you just wanted to kind of see what we could do to help you out, just kind of so you had that in the pocket to shop around with, you know, your friends, see, you know, kind of, you know, what works best for you, we also could get you an answer, so I'll shoot you that over right now, Dale.
All right, sounds good.
All right, nice catching up with you, boss.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.